Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
We're going to have a team that's selfish and undisciplined.
Oh, and you will. You absolutely will, on the field and off. Thank yous today. What a show. What a show. I know we make a lot of promises, but Ian Happ, Brendan Hunt of Ted Lasso, Anthony Herron, so much going on. Terrific midway today. All of that. Listening to Jerry from Queens calling our sister station over at The Fan. Thanks to Evan Thomas, Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gerch, Jay Zawoski, and Mike Rankin. It is time for Lawrence Holmes. And I know you have Jason Leisure on your show regularly.
I do. He'll be on today at 1:20-ish.
He tweeted out the note that Justin Fields' jersey is outselling that of Patrick Mahomes. I want to say it's third overall in the NFL right now.
People are very excited about Justin Fields. Not just here. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people in Columbus. I would imagine some people in Atlanta or maybe even Athens that are buying that jersey. And of course, the beloved faithful. They are ready for Justin Fields, which puts Andy Dalton in a bit of a bind. I've been talking about it for the last week. I'm not sure that there's anything that he can do to win Bears fans over. Unless he comes out and plays like Patrick Mahomes, I'm not sure that there's in, because we were joking about it a couple days ago on the idea of first drive goes well for the Bears on September 19th, because that's their first home game. Dalton goes 6-7 for 60 yards.
Against his former team.
And a score. Second series, he goes 3-and-out. It's people who are already booing him in preseason games.
There was a "We Want Fields" chant at a preseason game.
Yep.
I have a couple of ideas as to how this can be somewhat smoothed over for him. Not
okay.
completely and not even partially, but at least easier. Number one, he got a $4 million raise.
Yes. The money.
10 mil helps.
The money does help, but I can't imagine that even with the money, it feels good when you are really just trying to win.
Right.
And people kind of don't want you to because they want to see the other guy.
Money solves not every problem, but can help some problems.
Yes.
So there's that. And then number two, what if he just throws everybody under the bus and is like, yeah, they have no plan and I'm just kind of the one talking?
Well,
that would be pretty
the
great.
Other quarterback kind of
Nick
did
Foles
that.
Already did that.
Foles
right?
kind of did that last year, and it made him the third string quarterback. Where I think that the Bears didn't
where
help.
He said the wonderful quote, "I'm just going to sling it with the threes." And I loved that.
Yep. Although now
that's a t-shirt.
They're having Justin Fields be the scout team guy, which I'm not sure helps him get ready. Whatever. I'm not going to do that today. But I will say about Dalton in the position that the Bears have put him in, partially because they haven't either been willing to talk about, you know, I listened to the Pace press conference when I got back and I was just like, wow. Or with Nagy, they have put in place the way that Justin Fields gets on the field is not through him being better. It's through Dalton's failure. So what does that leave Bears fans left to do? Cheer for Dalton to fail.
And they are.
It's happening. I mean, I still think that he's good enough to win some games for them. And I think that they can be competitive overall this season. But you were promised jetpacks. Well, jetpacks is sitting over there running the scout team. And not jetpacks is gonna getting ready to start some games for you. So this is the place where you end up. For Bears fans to see Justin Fields outside of Matt Nagy's special package is failure by QB1.
I don't think they realize they've done that.
No, they do not, Dan.
Even though they've been told in the press conference, I think it was Chris Emma expressly said, don't you believe you have set up Andy Dalton to fail, and explain exactly what you explained? And they say no. They don't understand what they're inviting here. I genuinely believe that they're so cloistered.
Dan, they should know. They had two home games in the preseason, and in both of those home games, the people made their choice very clear. Very clear.
I still don't think
so
they get it.
So clear that the young guy had to be like, guys, don't boo this guy, please. He's my teammate. We want him to win. That the relative child had to say to the people, please stop. Please stop. Because this is what they've done. And I honestly think, and this is first guess stuff, like we were talking about this beforehand, if there had been a legitimate competition to be the starting quarterback of the Bears, and at the end of it, Fields loses for now, I think more people would be like, okay, all right, they let him do his thing, but they were so dug in on our plan is Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's going to be the starting quarterback. We're not even going to play him in the third preseason game because he's so ready and he's so prepared. This is a moot point. There's no reason to argue any of this stuff. Then the people were like, you're not even going to give the brother a chance?
And he won the job anyway. Even without the competition, he clearly won the job by the eye test.
It wasn't just them, though. It was also other players in the NFL. Let's not forget what Mitchell Schwartz said
right. When
he's asking, and we're all still asking at that point where Mitchell is, but him saying, so this wasn't a competition. And when players who know how to sift this stuff out say that stuff publicly, there's a reason.
Yep.
It's because they understand what's going on, but they were also under a different impression.
Oh, by the way, because I like to mess with Dan. It looks as if Eddie Goldman was not going to practice today, according to Matt Nagy.
But I will also say this. If that offensive line is what we think it is, given how Andy played with the Cowboys last year, you're going to get your answers pretty quick.
Yeah, it would seem that you are set up for Leonard Floyd to have a big night on national TV because he does that. And Aaron Donald to be permanently situated in your backfield.
They're hurt
which
already.
Which is what you don't want.
They're hurt already.
I mean, it is football.
I can't believe they're hurt already.
Sure you can.
I guess I can. Transition, by the way, brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. But they haven't played, and Khalil Mack already has his nagging injuries thing starting.
I think that this is what he is, one of those players at this point in his career you're just going to have to deal with. There are going to be weeks where Mack practices once or not at all, and then he's ready to play. What he has shown us is that for the most part, he is still one of the more dangerous pass rushers in the business, even with low usage or to use the phrase of the NBA, load management throughout the week. He can still go out there and be effective. Hell, I mean, the guy didn't have a training camp with his first go-round with the Bears, came out and had a hell of a game against the Packers to start – well, a hell of a half against the Packers to start off his Bears career. But, hey, man, this is it. You should be more excited, though.
I am excited. It's just I've seen too much. I've been at this so long now. It's just – I know once the guys start getting hurt, they just keep getting hurt, and then practice squad guys come up and they say next man up.
At least you got 16 of those now.
Yeah,
there's a reason they signed Marcus Hunt.
Yes, because they know he's going to have to play at some point.
Yep. Yeah, all that stuff is going on, but you know that it's going to be Bears. I shouldn't say it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be Bears.
It's going to be what we expect.
It's going to be Bears, and we're going to love it. It's football season is back. Tom Brady is out here doing hype videos. Like, it's going to be Bears, Dan.
Yes, it is. There's no counter argument to your assertion that it is going to soon be Bears. It's beginning to look a lot like Bears.
Ugh. Bears. That's what it's going to be. So here's what I'm going to do on the show today. I am going to talk with Joe Ostrowski. We are going to go through a full slate of, and I told Joe, Joe's like, what do you want to talk about? Do you want to get into like, nope, all of it is NFL, all of it. So we're going to do like a whole board of NFL games. Jason Leisure is going to join me around 1:25 today, and we're going to talk about Matt Nagy and Bears and all that. I also.
Your tone is such an indictment.
Oh, it's everything's Bears, Dan. Everything is Bears.
The contempt is so thinly veiled.
I also want to talk about the White Sox and how I'm watching White Sox game. I threw this out yesterday, and it's a suggestion for how to watch the rest of September. A fun game to play inside of White Sox games for everyone. So I'm going to go through that. I have a Barry Horowitz moment that I would like to share. Barry Horowitz was a wrestler, and he was like a jobber. He was a guy that was put there to lose.
He actually used his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
But his bit was he would get a good move, and then he would literally pat himself on the back.
Oh, my
God. So much so that he had like a hand mark on it on his jacket. I'm going to pat myself on the back for something I said about the Cubs-White Sox trade that has come true. So... cool. There's that. There's all sorts of stuff. Studs is wearing his losing jersey, right, Layla? Is that the deal? When he wears a Bears jersey, the show loses? Is that right?
No. When I wear a Bears jersey on game day, the Bears lose.
Right. That's not what I said. I asked Layla about when you wear your Bears jersey here and it's not game day, what happens? The show loses. I was listening. I heard Layla. I heard her tell it to you that – you, by invoking your jersey-wearing thing that you're doing, trying to make the show lose. Is that inaccurate, Studs?
That is absolutely not what I'm trying to do here.
I thought I was supposed to answer when you asked Studs the question now. That wasn't how that worked.
Go ahead, Layla. See?
The show actually ended up winning that day.
Okay, good. Good. But not because of you. So we'll see. Studs is in full Space Command today. Herbie has the day off. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some good times ahead. All of that is coming up. So you two, enjoy yourself. And football starts tonight. You can add it to the mosaic of sports.
I don't know that I want to watch this game tonight.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you do.
Cowboys dysfunction is already happening.
Yeah, that's the joy of it. I don't know if you finished Hard Knocks.
I didn't watch it. I don't have HBO.
It was the worst ever by a mile.
The only great thing about Hard Knocks this year was that drone fly over the star.
You can't show the show.
That's a gimmick.
I mean, it was still great. But it was still great.
That's an indictment of the show,
but
though.
But nothing else was terrible.
The Cowboys are already the show. You can't give the show treatment to the show.
It wasn't just what was... It wasn't close to interesting, and people were actively annoying. That one offensive lineman's mother was just grating. The screaming about, thank you, Lord, for my child.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
Oh, my God. Somebody just go out and just like cover in a burlap sack and get her out of there.
Well, let's not do that. But well, I mean, it's
so
annoying.
Like a violent reaction.
Yes.
Well, I seriously want her removed from every scene.
I honestly would have enjoyed... more Jerry Jones. And I would have never thought that I would have said that. He was the most interesting part of that entire five-episode arc.
Oh, it was. I wish I could
go
back and like neuralize myself from having seen that.
Well, the other part is that Mike McCarthy. I mean, come on. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing TB12 and Gronk and the boys and everything else they got going on and Dak. We get to see Dak play maybe kind of sort of for a while.
They just blurred out his ankle on ESPN.
Yeah, they should. It is bad. Real bad.
Yeah, that level of dysfunction is already pretty high.
Yeah.
But at least I'll get to see Dak.
Get to see Dak. Maybe we'll see Dak doing the Dak in pregame.
It's a little too aerobic.
It is. But maybe we'll see him do that. And that will be fun. It is. We are here. We have made it to the NFL season and we shall celebrate.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay defense is what we all pay to watch.
I'm a big fan of watching that because I think that they've got one of the smartest defensive minds in the business calling their plays.
Amen.
Layla, I'll see you tomorrow. Dan, I'll see you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.